Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready to make it a great day.
I knew that. That must mean that
it can only mean one thing.
Scott Torkowski is someplace in this house, you know?
He's somewhere.
Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan, who is giving away that our life strategist today is none other than Scott Torkowski.
Good afternoon.
I am so excited that you are here today to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, sales.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll tell you the story if you want. But I ended up in the sales industry, I guess we could call it, in radio and advertising for 17 years, and I didn't realize when I went in, we're all in sales.
100%.
Every single one of us is. It intimidated me at first. I'll never forget the day I was on the air at the first radio station I worked at, and the general manager opened the door, and he said, "You go to college, and you've got time during the day, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "You're on here at night, right?" I said, "Yes, sir." And he threw a rate card on the counter, and he said, "Learn to sell," and he closed the door.
There you go. Training at its best.
Training at its best. And, I guess the rest was history. I ended up being recruited by this radio station, Kiel, and became its sales manager and then general sales manager, and then KVKI, and did that. And so I spent a lot of time in sales, and I'm still in sales.
We all are.
And we're going to talk about that with you today. And, you know, people may not understand how much sales touches each and every part of our lives. But we're going to find out more today from SRT's Scott Torkowski. Looking forward to it. Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it possible. SRT Sales Training, the Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing,
roof.
Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment with Scott Torkowski right here on Strategies for Living.
Do you want to build a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Do you want to change your current culture, or do you lack the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Locally owned, more than 35 years in the sales and training world. Relevant real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter the business. For details, look online, scotttarkowski.com, or call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
And welcome in. Welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's formally welcome into the program now Scott Tarkowski. Over 35 years in the sales industry, Scott has honed his expertise to become a dynamic sales trainer, coach, author, and podcaster. His passion, and you can, if you get anywhere near
it radiates.
Scott Tarkowski, that passion does indeed radiate. Yeah. He has a passion for developing high-performing sales teams and has empowered countless businesses to achieve their revenue goals. Scott Tarkowski, welcome back.
Welcome,
and
Scott.
Thanks
welcome
for
back.
Having me.
Oh,
and
always.
That's what you get when you have somebody write stuff for you. That's pretty impressive.
I impressed you with that, didn't I?
Yeah. I was wondering where you got it from.
Well, I pay. You know, if you'll hand that 20 to me, yeah. I'll share with you where I got it.
That was
it.
A good okay. one.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to talk a lot about sales today, and you are. This company that you now have formed, it's 2 years old, but 35 years in the making, right?
Yeah.
SRT really, Sales Training.
Yeah.
How did you get here? Tell us the Reader's Digest version.
There you go, because we don't have that much time. But yeah. Got in the automobile industry back in the mid-'80s, 86,
yeah.
And in the retail side, spent some time there, spent 4 years, moved into management. Been another 11 years or so, and then always had a passion for training and products and learning and that kind of thing. Had an opportunity to go to work for Chrysler Corporation up in Auburn Hills, Michigan. So I went worked for a Fortune 500 company for 5 years in training sector. Then I right. came back and went to work for an independent based out of Dallas, Texas for 12 years, and they were kind of a cross-brand kind of thing, still in the automobile sector.
Right.
And then woke up probably a couple, 3 years ago and said, listen, I'm just going to go out on my own and do this as an independent.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. And now trying and morphing into outside of the automobile sector. So still heavily that way, but... Just recently worked with Coca-Cola here in town and worked with some media people as well.
Right,
so,
mm-hmm. right. Yeah, we were talking just a moment ago in the intro of where, you know, I know a lot of people would say when you approach them, they'll say, oh, I could never do sales. I would never do sales.
Right.
And you, we were talking and you know, people might need to open their minds a bit to how you answer this question, but I think it's important. You know, truly, we are all in sales.
100%.
What do you mean by that? Unpack that a bit for
well,
us.
Well, Zig Ziglar said, you know, sales is nothing more than getting somebody else to see your point of view.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got married for the first time at 60 years old. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
So that woman, Miss Christie, she did a heck of a job selling me, right? I'm sitting in a room with two other people, and obviously you could sell because this beautiful young lady had to be sold.
We both married up.
Yes,
Scott. I mean, 100%.
Yeah. So in my classes, I'll get people say, "I've never sold anything before." I said, "Well, are you married? Do you have children? You ever been on a date?"
Then you have.
Then you have. Yeah, 100%.
Why is it? What is the intimidation factor around? Why do we, have this I'll call it that. I'll call it an intimidation factor. I could put a lot of labels
sure.
on it. But why do we have that intimidation factor around sales? Because when you really stop and think about it and open your mind, sales makes the world go around. So what's the intimidation about?
Nothing happens without sales. You can build the best widget in the world, but if nobody knows about the widget, they can't buy the widget.
You can write the best book in the world.
Right.
Nobody knows about it, they're not going to buy it.
And I think also it's kind of being a salesperson is kind of right there with being an insurance business or being an attorney. When you tell people that at a party, they don't want to talk to you anymore. Yeah. So it's got that that kind of enigma around it. But I don't know. It's a great industry. Like I said, nothing happens without it. And I think, we're used to getting paid for what we do, and we like the comfort of having a base salary or having an hourly salary. And the thought of commission really is a little scary to people. I think they should put the whole world on commission.
I don't disagree with you. And in fact, in a way, we all are on commission, whether we know it or not, because I'll never forget going to work as a full-time salesperson at Keel Radio.
Right.
They explained to me, okay, you get a draw every month. And the fellow that later became my business partner in radio, Billy Wilson, is the one that was recruiting me in. And he said, well, a draw, what's a draw? I had no idea. He said, well, it's kind of like a salary. He said, but don't worry about it.
Yeah.
He said, it's $500 a month. And at the time, I'm a 20-year-old kid, and it's the 1970s, right? Well, $500 a month, I mean, I got excited about that.
Sure.
And he kind of, before he actually hired me, he kind of got on to me. And I didn't understand. And he said, it's nothing, kid. You won't keep the job here if you just get, if you're satisfied with the draw. He said, it's a draw against commission. And it didn't take long. Didn't take long to figure out. If you can do math, if you can do basic math and you can multiply by 10 and 15%, it didn't take long to figure out, oh, wow, I look what I got a hold of here,
Yeah, and then reality sets in, right?
Yeah.
And then you go to work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And make a lot more.
And make a whole lot more. Yeah. Yeah. So when, you started in the car business and you are now sales training, many, many industries have sales departments. Basically, what do people need to understand, particularly people who are interested in having the very best trained salespeople in the marketplace? What do those people need to understand about training?
Yeah, it's ongoing, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if, somebody said one time, I'm not going to train these people till I see how they do. And I said, well, that's a heck of a good plan, right? To see how they do. They're probably not going to do very well because you don't train them. There's a saying that says, what is it? What if I train them and they leave? And the other part of that is, what if I don't train them and they stay?
There you go.
It's an ongoing thing. There's multiple ways to get training. I'm certainly not the end all be all. But you got to start somewhere, right?
Right.
And start with the basics. That's what we say all the time, right? You got to start with the basics and go from there. And when I would start my classes, I basically start with why. Why are you here?
Right.
Right. Why are you in the class? What's your why in life? What do you want to do? And then from there, we can formulate a way to get there.
Yeah. We can broaden out from there.
Once you know the why, the how becomes easy, right?
Yeah. So when you are teaching, once you get past the, okay, why are you here? What's the most important thing? What's the beginning place after the wine?
Yeah.
For young salespeople, or we more mature salespeople, to understand about the process, Scott?
Yeah. So I started in the industry with a 10-step sale process, and then obviously the smaller things get, the better we like them, because they're easier to manage.
Right.
But I got out of a 2-week training program with 10 steps, and then I was banished to the used car lot and at my dealership, and I didn't realize, I thought I was demoted. I didn't realize I'd get the best training there, because there was an older gentleman, Mr. Louis Loignon, who was there, Cajun from, a diehard Cajun from Church Point, Louisiana. And he said, "Do you know this 10 steps?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Good, forget them." he said, "There's only three." And I said, "Oh my gosh, I got demoted the first day. And now this old guy's telling me to forget what I learned." He said, "Ask them what they want, show it to them, and ask them to buy it." Which is not that far off, right?
Right.
So this latest book that I wrote for our training manual is a 3-step process. And you ask, what's the most important thing? The most important thing is talking to somebody. You are either with a customer, talking to a customer, or unemployed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so step one of my sales process is talk to somebody. And today we can talk to them via the phone. We can talk to them face to face. We can talk to them on social media. We can talk to them on text, email.
Right.
It's limitless.
Right. Yeah.
But you have to be connecting with somebody first. Then you can go from there.
Right.
Starts with a relationship.
Yeah.
100% all the time. Yeah. There's no deviation from that. Like I say, you can know how to do it. You know, I say you need desire, skill, and activity. Huh. Got to have three things. If you don't want to, I can't help you.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can't teach desire.
Right.
I heard a guy, LSU guy, talking about a wide receiver they had who was super, super fast. And he said, speed never has a bad game. Right. So if you want to, I can take care of the rest of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you got to have some skill. And then once you have skill or some skill, now you can get busy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where SRT, that's where you and SRT comes in.
Hopefully
teach those skills.
Right. Got to have some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turns out this is not something that we can go to a college course generally and get, even though I did take a marketing course back in college, back in the day, that was sales.
Sure.
But nothing like
the
reality.
Not
the
real world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is an interesting point. If I think that if we could introduce that at that level, I think it would help a lot. I do quite a bit of work at LSUS with Dr. White and Leanne Chambers over there, and we do some stuff. But especially the students today dealing with people is an issue.
Oh, absolutely. Huge. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you want to know more about what Scott Tarkowski does, well, SRT Sales Training is the name, scotttarkowski.com.
Yep.
Now you can go to that website, and it's a great website, by the way.
You saw it. It's pretty sharp.
Yeah,
huh?
It's beautiful.
It has nothing to do with me.
It is packed. It is absolutely packed with information. scotttarkowski.com. And we'll come back and talk about his book, Sales Meeting Magic, in just a moment here on Strategies for Living with Scott Tarkowski today. Be right back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies for living. Lady Radio.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Can I put you out on the street with a rate card, and you can start selling Strategies for Living advertising?
I might need a little more training.
You may not need it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll sign you up because Scott Tarkowski is with us
she
today.
She can do it.
Yeah, I know she can do it. I know she can do it. Scott Tarkowski, SRT Sales Training, and you can go to scotttarkowski.com, and I hope you will. And check out the book, Sales Meeting Magic. Tell us about the book.
Okay, well, first of all, that's scotttarkowski.com. There is three T's in the middle, so that's a little confusing to some people. But anyway, we launched the website a year ago. And a real good friend of mine years and years ago told me I needed to write a book. And I said, well, why do I got to write a book? And he said, so you can say you wrote a book, which was kind of funny, I thought. And Another friend, Butch Bella, he's up in Nashville, Tennessee, was in this community for quite a long time. Super good friend.
Good guy.
Yeah, Butch and I had been throwing around this idea of sales meetings. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been in a sales meeting.
I've been in many of them and conducted many of them. Yeah,
pretty good chance it was bad if you were in it.
Yeah,
a lot of times people get into the managerial end of things because they were good in their previous position. And they say, okay, you got to go have a meeting. Nobody gives them a blueprint to do a meeting.
Right.
Then the meeting becomes a, you know, what session, and everybody's complaining. And then all of a sudden the 10 minute, 15 minute meeting becomes 30 minutes. Everybody's demoralized. And then we say, now go get them, Tiger. And we send them out there to work.
Right.
So Butch and I came up. I was very fortunate. I was trained by a guy a long, long, long time ago, and not even in the car business, in the bar business of all things, who gave me a format to have in a meeting. And it's very succinct, to the point, start on time, old business, new business, what you want to talk about, get them in, get them out on time, motivate them at the end, and go to work.
There you go.
So what we did is we came up with a format, think it's really slick, it's called Sales Meeting Magic. You go in there, 52 meetings, topic driven.
One a week.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you'd like. Perfect. Or you can just start them over, you know, because 52 is a substantial amount.
And it's an outline for 52 meetings,
well,
right?
Well, it spits out two outlines. It gives you, the facilitator, it gives you an outline.
Right.
And it gives the person listening to the meeting a separate outline.
Oh, wow.
So they can take notes.
Yeah.
Well, I love
about
it.
About the topics.
Right.
Right. And it prints it out real neat and, like I say, topic driven. You can look it up on the table of contents and just walk into the meeting. And then you can have a meeting with intentionality instead of just going in there, just talking off the cuff and then having it disintegrate from there.
Yeah.
So it's all non-auto related. So it's generic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is not automotive related at all. So the topics, anybody, motivation, punctuality. I mean, you pick a topic, it's there.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned something that I want to go back to for just a moment, and that is, and this I think this goes right to what you're doing, Scott, with SRT sales training. Good salespeople are often, and I know this was the case for me. I'm raising my hand.
Right.
Good salespeople are often, okay, well, you're going to be our sales manager. You're the team leader, or you're the manager, and they're thrown into it. There's a little difference between managing. managing a sales team and motivating and doing that, and actually doing sales.
Yeah,
yeah.
Leading and selling have nothing to do with each other, right? So nobody cares where Nick Saban played football at.
Right.
But we know he's a great coach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, we put him in these positions. And then the irony to that is not only do we put him in that position, but then we don't train him anymore.
Right.
So they're not a student of the game any longer. So that's another reason for we need to train middle level management.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big downfall in a lot of businesses. Owner knows what they want. General manager knows what they want. And then sometimes the message breaks down between them and the troops.
Right.
So we need to work with that middle level management to help them stay on task.
When a business owner, and most businesses have some sales function, one way or another.
You have to.
Right. Because nothing happens until somebody sells something to somebody else.
Yeah, it's not a chicken or the egg thing.
When business owners approach you and say, ask the question, okay, you've got this SRT sales training. Tell me what you can do for me that I'm not doing right now for my sales team. How do you answer that question?
Well, it's kind of like the salesman too, right? What's his why? Tell me what your why.
Yep.
Tell me what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I had a gentleman one time brought me in to work with a sales staff of about five people. I said, who's your top guy? Okay. How many units does he sell? Well, he sells about this many. I go, no, he doesn't. He doesn't sell about anything. He sells a number.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard number. Mm-hmm. Tell me what the number. Go back and look at his last year's sales. Tell me what it is. Now we can start having a conversation. So we got to know your why. We got to know where you start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what your goal is.
Yep.
And then from there, it's really just math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How important is asking? Yeah, I went to a sales training back years and years and years ago, and I wish I could say the gentleman, but it's long gone.
Yeah.
But he said, ask and you get, don't and you won't.
Like that.
And another thing that I came out of that particular training with is he said, trying. You know, I hear from a lot of salespeople, I'm trying. And he said, you know what trying is? Trying is lying.
Yeah.
So those two things.
Stuck with you?
Stuck with me through the years. But ask and you get, don't and you won't. Right. How important is the ask?
We've all been at a store. We went to a store to buy something, and then we don't get approached by anybody.
Right.
And we walk around, we don't get any help, and we leave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody's asked us to buy.
Right.
And that is actually my third step in the sales process is ask them to buy because you don't know.
Right.
And so it happens all the time. I'm a consumer. I'm out in the marketplace. I pay attention to this stuff.
Sure.
And I can't tell you how many times I walk into a ladies' dress shop. Obviously, I need help. I'm not a lady.
Right.
Obviously, I'm there to accomplish something.
Right.
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 And nobody approaches me.
Yeah.
And I walk out with nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, asking people to buy and knowing that probably not going to say yes the first time either.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
being willing to face that rejection.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's the reality. If you played baseball,
mm-hmm.
you probably struck out at some point.
Right, yeah.
Every major home run hitter in all of baseball, they always strike out the most because they swing for the home run.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? So, and if you hit 300, which is 3 out of 10,
right.
you're probably going in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So that means
yeah.
you get to make an out 7 out of 10 times. People have a hard time adjusting that 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
They want them to all be home runs.
Right.
Doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we get back to math.
Right.
How many people do I have to call on and how many people do I have to talk to and how many people do I have to follow up with to get this many sales?
Mm-hmm. Is that one of the things that you do in your training at SRT, Scott? Because, you know, I think Lauren's kind of owned to, so you and Lauren both are owned to something that maybe we've forgotten, no matter what we're selling, whether we're selling ladies' clothing, men's shoes, automobiles, or radio commercials, right. whatever we're selling. We've forgotten that basic, one of the basics, ask and you get, don't and you won't.
Right.
Is that something that we have to be reminded of?
Constantly. You know? Constantly. We track data. That's very important. How many people do you talk to? Like I said, how many times do people listen? How far do we go in the process and what's the results?
Right.
And when we can look at the analytics, then we can figure out, well, I'm doing this really well. I'm doing this really well. I'm not doing this so well. Mm-hmm. So now we can work on that. When a professional golfer goes out to play a round of golf, they don't just keep the score.
Right.
How far do they hit the ball in the fairway? Do they stay in bounds? How the long game is? How's the short game? How's the putting?
Yep.
And if they're putting bad, they don't go back in the clubhouse and go to the driving range.
Yeah.
They go to the putting green.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And so, you know, what's the old saying? If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business.
Right.
So we got to know numbers first.
Right.
Then we can move on from there.
Okay. So I got a guy, doesn't matter what industry, but he or she has been in sales and marketing for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss says, I'm sending you all to training. And the guy or the gal looks at what they're making and says, I'm not going. Mm-mm, no, I don't need it. What do you say to those folks?
Yeah. So they've been in the business 15 years?
Yeah.
I say, well, you probably have been in the business 1 year 15 times. And that's why you're coming. But top automobile salesman in the United States named Zally Reed, a friend of mine out of Dearborn, Michigan.
Right.
Zally was a top performer in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a seminar, didn't want to go to the seminar.
Right.
And he did. Managers made him to go. Owners made him go. And that seminar turned his career around within 10-year period from the time he went for 10 more years. It took him from good, really good, to ultra elite number one in the United States.
Wow.
And he gives all the credit to going to that one seminar because that just changed his thinking.
Yeah.
Right. One. Like the Roger Bannister is the guy that broke the 4-minute mile.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Prior to Roger Bannister,
nobody had.
They thought they actually thought that you
would
was impossible that your heart would explode.
Right. Right.
He studied it. He broke it, and within a short time frame, like 8-12 other guys broke it.
Yeah, because they knew it was possible.
Right. And so it's the same thing here. We're limited to our thinking, right? It's just with the sales guy today, and same thing, and. It'll come out that way.
So it sounds to me like in your sales training that you do just a little bit of psychology and counseling.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good thing it's basic.
Yeah, yeah. But
it's basic, foundational, though.
Foundational. 100%. Yeah, basic is foundational. And it's like, how much do we know but forget? That we know, or we're not aware that we've forgotten.
Yeah. There's a gentleman, he's passed away here in the last couple of years, that was very highly regarded in the automobile industry, and he's a character and kind of taught the same way forever. And we'd laugh, we'd go say, well, he's going to say the same stories and blah, blah, blah. And I would always walk out of his seminar with 3 pages of notes.
Yep. Mm. Yep, there you go.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
SRT Sales Training, Scott Tarkowski. .com. If you're in the business and you've got a team that's selling anything, you want to talk, you need to talk, you got to talk to Scott Tarkowski. 393-5219, 318-393-5219, ScottTarkowski.com, SRT Sales Training. We've got more to learn from Scott. We're going to get everything we can out of him today here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Scott Tarkowski today. SRT Sales Training. The book is Sales Meeting Magic. Helps deliver 52 different topic-driven sales meetings in 15 minutes or less. And there's outlines in it. You're going to love this book. And, of course, you can get it. You can call Scott and get it that way, or you can get it on Amazon. You know, the places you buy books.
Right.
Everybody knows that. But ScottTarkowski.com, a lot of information on that. So it's a great site. So if you are running a business, if you have anything to do with sales, whether you are, maybe you're just starting, maybe you're 10 years in. Maybe you are a general manager and you've got of some company and you've got a sales team to lead. Scott Tarkowski can help you. SRT Sales Training, ScottTarkowski.com. All right. A lot of people that know you.
This know, is one of my favorite things.
A lot of people that know you. No, and I'm wearing a thank you for the wristband. Make it a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's become your thing.
Yeah.
How did that get started?
You know, it's kind of funny, right? That's how all stuff gets started. You don't know where it originally come from. I don't know. Maybe 10 years ago, I think I heard somebody's voicemail. So I can't take credit for inventing anything.
Right.
Yeah.
But it just resonated with me when the guy said at the end of his thing, make it a great day. So it just like implies control, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're in control of this.
Right.
And then with social media, and I love quotes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I started doing quote of the day.
Yeah. Right.
And then end of the quote of the day, I'd say, as always, make it a great day. Mm-hmm. And that became like a hook, right? And so now it's tattooed on my business cards and it's all over the place. And you
stickers.
And you can go on the website and you can order make it a great day hat, and make it a great day t-shirt and all that coffee mug, all that kind of stuff. And I'm not hawking any of that. I don't make any money doing that, but it's there.
Yeah.
But instead of saying have a great day, have a good one, have a nice day, all that kind of stuff, instead just make it a great day.
Right.
Yeah.
It implies agency.
Yeah.
And helps you to remember, you know,
you're in charge of it.
You're in charge of that.
Right.
You
get to
decide.
Chances and choices, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's a chance it's going to rain. It's a choice what you do with the rainy day, right?
There you go.
And so it's I got some guys make fun of me. You know, I got friends that call me up and bust my chops and all that, and that's kind of funny. And I've got the wristbands now, and I hand them out all the time. And so when I see people wearing them that I gave them to a while back, and the guy and I said, okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, cool.
Make it a great day.
Yeah. Well, you're out there changing perspectives at the very least, helping people to think more.
Yeah, and it I think it's I know it's important, right?
Oh, yeah,
and. The old saying, if I knew then what I know now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at my late age now, I wish I knew this at, 25 years old, to be a little bit different, that I was in this much control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you get to do what you want. And so that's kind of the whole metamorphosis of the back to being an independent and the website and the book. I'm just doing all the stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Scott, you and I have known each other a few years now.
A long time.
You know, a long while. And one of the things that Lauren and I sometimes talk about, you may have heard, if you listen, I know you listen to the program, but we often talk about remaining and shifting into being a curious student. When I think of Scott Tarkowski, I think of both of those things. Mm-hmm. I think of a person who is curious and a person who remains a student, mm-hmm. in the sense that, you're a great teacher.
Right.
You're a great coach. You're a great teacher.
But to be that,
you've got to be, talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah. It's like going back to the story of the guy, 15 years, 1 year at a time, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've seen so much of that. I've worked with other trainers who have brought that to light, that that you really have to be a student of the game. And I talk with dealers. I was with a dealer today, and that came up, that he is a student of the game. I am a student of the game. Whether I'm a good one or not is irrelevant, but I do pay attention.
Right.
And he's an innovator, right? So I really like listening to him, and I love being around people like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I was very fortunate to spend 12 years with a company called Motive, which was previously called Key Royal. It has a young gentleman that runs it, Stephen Burns, and Stephen's probably, I don't even know, 20 years younger than me. But, man, I just love being around him because
it's contagious.
Oh, my goodness, it is. And it's just so – it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun.
Yeah. And it's that's one thing. It's all energy.
Yes.
And once you get that, once you understand that at a basic level, you got it.
Right.
We just have to keep reminding ourselves of it. Right. Yeah.
And when you see a young person that is just like – not doing anything and just not reaching their potential, you just want to shake them and everything, but that works for some, but doesn't work for all.
Right.
But you can see it, but you can't want it more than they want it for themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
And so my old boss at Chrysler, she used to tell me, we're only there to feed the hungry.
I love it.
Right. Yeah. And then, the saying, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear.
Right. Right.
And so we just got to be there for when they get ready.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You know, this may be an unfair question, I'm going to ask it anyway. Is there any, a lot of people would say, oh gosh, you've spent X number of years in the car business.
Mm-hmm.
You must be a great salesperson. Or, you could say this about a lot of industries.
Sure.
You've spent X number of years in the insurance industry. You must be great at it. Is there one industry that's tougher than another industry?
Oh, I don't think so. I had a fellow used to listen to my training. He was shared an office kind of where I was at. And he said, he was in the insurance business. He said, I need to send some of my people to your class. I said, yeah, that'd be a good idea. I said, because selling is selling. He said, yeah, but insurance is different. And I said, no, it's not. Nothing's different.
Right.
Yeah. You said it when we walked in here before we went on the air, Lauren, that it's all about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is about relationships.
Yeah.
And that's where it starts.
And the first is the relationship with self.
Oh, yeah.
Which is where you're knowing that you can make it a great day comes in.
And knowing your why, a book by Simon Sinek. It starts with why.
Yeah.
I ask people all the time, why are you in sales? And invariably it's to make money. That's what they say. And I said, that's not the answer. Because if that were the answer, you'd take your money, go stack it in a corner at your house.
Right.
You don't.
Right.
You do something with the money.
Right.
Now, that may be putting your child through private school, that may be going on a vacation, that may be buying a house, that mean, you know, going to the casino and blowing it. But there's a reason why, and you got to start with that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then from there, everything comes.
You know, if you are ready, when you are ready, SRT sales training, that's what you need. You need to remember the name of this company, SRT sales training. What does that stand for? Well, Scott Tarkowski.
With a Robert in the middle.
With a Robert in the middle. SRT sales training. And you can find out more at scotttarkowski.com. Also, check out the book, Sales Meeting Magic. And you get 52 different topic-driven sales meetings right there, outlines and everything. ScottTarkowski.com, SRT Sales Training. You know, I think I am going to make it a great day. Back in a moment with Scott and Strategies for a Living. Be right back. And we're back. Back to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Pleased to have Scott Tarkowski from SRT Sales Training today. ScottTarkowski.com. The book is Sales Meeting Magic.
Yeah, and if anybody listening out there is in the market or maybe just wants to have a further conversation and you're not really sure if I can help, mm-hmm. you know, just give me a call or go to the website. You can reach me at 318-393-5299. Give me a call. Let me come by. Let's sit down. And tell me what you're thinking about. Tell me what you do.
Not going to cost you a thing.
Not going to cost you
maybe
a penny.
A cup of coffee.
I don't even drink coffee. Iced tea or something. Okay. But anyway, we can sit down and chat and just get an idea. And I think you might be pleased with what's happening. I'm going to be working with the arena football team here in town. I just Fantastic. Spoke with Keith Carter the other day, and he's got a brand new green staff. And what we talk about with them is going to be just like what we talk about with everybody else.
Again, that may surprise some people, but it underscores what we're talking about here. That's sales.
Yeah.
Arena football, it doesn't matter what you are.
Pintail Roofing's got some sales guys.
Yep.
Give me a call. Yeah. And I got to come up with something like roof.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a guy from Baton Rouge that probably is looking for a job right now and probably needs your help. We won't go any further than that. We'll
just make a lot of people mad.
Yeah, well.
I think he's getting $800,000 a month.
Oh, poor thing.
$53 million.
Poor thing. Hmm. Yeah. Well, Scott Tarkowski, I am so pleased with what you are doing.
Yeah.
It's been so wonderful to watch your trajectory. And thank you for being a sponsor of Strategies for Living. Yeah. It's an honor to have you. So thank you.
I have been listening since I've been in town. So that's been since 99. I go back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll have you back soon.
Can't wait.
Folks, thank you for listening. We appreciate you and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing,
Roof.
Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, Home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies too, and SRT Sales Training. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan and for Scott Tarkowski, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.